The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
You're listening to the Supreme Court Landmark Series, where we take a quick look into some of the High Court's most influential decisions. In each episode, we talk with a law professor about how these decisions shaped history and continue to impact us today. In this episode, we discuss the 1988 case, Hazelwood v. Kuhlmeier, which deals with students' free speech rights in schools. This case began in Hazelwood East High School in St. Louis, Missouri. Students in a journalism class produced a school newspaper called The Spectrum. One of the issues featured stories on teen pregnancy and divorce. After reviewing the newspaper, the school's principal deemed the articles inappropriate and told the journalism teacher to remove the stories. The journalism students were upset by the principal's decision and felt their freedom of speech had been violated. Don Herzog, a professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School, gives his view of freedom of the press in this case.
First of all, it looks like prior restraint of the press. So the classic view is people should be able to publish what they want to publish. They can be held legally accountable after the fact. But you don't want some state administrator looking at it before it's out in the world and saying, no, I won't let you do that. I'm going to censor it.
The journalism students took their case to a U.S. District Court in St. Louis, Missouri, which ruled in favor of the school and the principal's right to limit student speech. The students appealed the case to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which reversed the lower court's decision and ruled that the students' First Amendment rights were violated. The school then appealed to the United States Supreme Court. The High Court decided that students' First Amendment rights in schools are not the same as adults outside a school setting. Public schools have the authority to limit student speech when it hinders education.
So the majority says it's fine for the school to do this, despite the fact that it looks like a disaster from the point of view of a whole body of law. And they give two basic reasons. The first reason they say is Spectrum looks at least like it's an official school publication. And the school district might be concerned. They don't want parents and members of the community to say the school stands behind this speech. The other reason they give is, look, the school is teaching journalism. This isn't like a classic newspaper out in the world. It's not as though the government reached out to a private newspaper and said, you may not publish that. It's a journalism class. The newspaper is just part of teaching journalism. And a school that's teaching can always impose speech restrictions if it helps it get teaching done.
Professor Herzog explains how this would apply in the classroom.
They're teaching school. And if you're teaching school, you can restrict speech. If it's American history class and, say, there's a discussion on the table about slavery and a student is pressing an argument about slavery, if the teacher decides the student has spoke too long or too disagreeable, we're going to let the teacher say, sorry, you're done. All the school has to do in these cases is say, we have a legitimate pedagogical interest. We're teaching school. We know how to teach school.
When the Hazelwood v. Kuhlmeier decision was announced in 1988, it greatly influenced how all future First Amendment cases would be handled in public schools. Join us for more landmark Supreme Court case episodes at uscourts.gov.